I asked you this a couple of weeks ago, but he keeps doing it. When Jaden makes a play on the move and throws the ball 60 yards downfield or drops it in a bucket to Diami, what is the impact on that on the defense?
Yes. Yeah, it can be demoralizing, you know, because all of a sudden you're created some long yardage scenarios, you know, just what I was referring to in the third downs. And so to have a big shot to, you know, even when the person's guarded well, to put it in the only spot it could go, the play that comes to mind before today was the one to Terry at the end of the Cincinnati game where there was only really one spot that you could throw that pass. And he had a couple of those scenarios today. And I thought, quite honestly, it was a grimy start for the offense. It didn't go good. And I had told him inside, sometimes you learn as much from that start as you do from the 27 for 29, because different ways. But at the end, what I can tell you is, like, he processes quickly. All right, this is how they're going to go. Then this is how we're going to go play. And so you learn from those as well. And I'd much prefer lessons and learning after winning. I can tell you that. But all of its information, and he's such a remarkable competitor that he does learn.
That was a question that David Aldridge from The Athletic asked Dan Quinn after the game on Sunday, and I think we played it yesterday, but I wanted to play it again because I just loved the first part of that answer when he said, yeah, it can be demoralizing. You know, talking about that, you know, getting away from the pressure and the 66-yard bomb that he threw to Terry. Dan Quinn was a defensive coordinator. He's been a defensive head coach. This was what he was looking for in a quarterback that could demoralize a defense, a quarterback who you think you've got him dead to right because it's third and 13 and you got the right pressure dialed up and you're going to get to him and you're going to force a punt. And then all of a sudden, he breaks your heart. And he gets outside the pocket and he throws a 66-yard bomb and you're lining up to play first and goal defense 10 seconds later. What was the word? I think I remember the word that Quinn used to describe Jaden Daniels when he was on with the Junkies. This was in the spring before the draft, Denton, and they were playing one-word association. You know, they named the quarterback, and it was a quarterback that was going to be drafted, and then what was the first word that came to his mind? And when they said Jaden Daniels, do you remember what the word was?
I believe it was playmaker.
Was it playmaker? I thought it was explosive.
It was one of the two.
Whatever. Playmaker, it suffices. It was something that essentially said, that's the kind of guy, I want the guy that demoralizes me as a defensive coordinator, that has that ability to all of the sudden, in a long yardage scenario, break my spirit. And that's what he did on that play. That's what he did on that fourth down and three when they went for it. And Owusu-Koramoah came in off the edge and didn't play contain. I don't even know if it would have mattered if he had played contain. And Jaden just kind of laughed and took it down the sideline for 34 yards. It's the kind of play that Mahomes has been making for several years now. Josh Allen makes. Lamar Jackson makes. You know, these are the plays that separate the really good quarterbacks from the elite-level quarterbacks in the league. The guys that have an act two to on a play, you know, a part two to a play. Like, oh, it didn't go the way we wanted it to, but I'm going to get outside the pocket or I'm going to move around and I'm going to create a second play. This is the way Quinn described it earlier in the season. And I think it's a good way to describe it. It's like there's the play and then there's the follow-up within the same play. And the elite guys have that second play within that one play. And that's the one that usually demoralizes a defense. And he's got it. I mean, he has that elite trait. The difference-making trait between really good and elite. Now, to get to really good, you've got to do other things really well. It can't be all about the second part. The other first part's got to be something that you excel in as well. So far, he's passed that with flying colors. He can read defenses. He can process. He can throw with anticipation. He can throw short. He can throw medium. He can throw long. He can throw to the sidelines. He can throw over the middle of the field. He can throw when he's got time, and he can throw and he can process quickly and get it out when he's under pressure. But it's that demoralizing play that Quinn was talking about, that he was looking to find in a quarterback because he knows as a defensive guy what it feels like to have them, you know, first and 10, now it's second and 11, now it's third and 13, you got them going backwards, it's down and distance advantage defense, and then all of a sudden, 10 seconds later, you're lining up playing first and goal defense because of what he just did. It's, and he's done this how many times? I mean, look, I think I said this last week after the Arizona game. This is not a coordinator or a quarterback that says, oh, it's third and long, let's run a draw. Let's run a quick screen. Let's run a bubble. Let's try to get some of the yards back and punt it. Or, you know, look, if they're in field goal range, you don't want to get knocked out of field goal range, or you want to improve your field goal range, that's one thing. You might run a bubble. You might run a draw. But this team last week on third and 13, they dropped him back a couple of times, completed to Noah Brown first down. On Sunday, third and 13, they're throwing a bomb off schedule. He's not looking on a bubble. They didn't run a draw. Now, they did run a screen to Eckler when they were up 31 to 6. And that was smart because they had just dropped him back two plays earlier and he had gotten sacked. So you do want to see better judgment with big leads as it relates to your quarterback's health. They did drop him back at 31-6 in the fourth quarter, or with like 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. And he got, you know, mangled around a little bit on a sack. And then the next third down throw, which was third and long, they threw a screen. But that was game situation. Protect the quarterback in that moment. And then eventually take him out of the game. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. The breaking NFL news, Robert Saleh let go as the Jets head coach today. Fired. We'll let you know. Denton will have it in his news and updates as to whom they name interim coach. All right, phone lines are open. They are packed. What do you make of this team after five games, and what kind of shot do you give them Sunday? I think through five games, this is a good, very good team with an elite-level quarterback, and I give them a really good shot of going into Baltimore and winning on Sunday.